This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. After a second day of sometimes violent pro-Iran protests outside the American Embassy in Baghdad, the situation has calmed. This after demonstrators left the area, apparently following a withdrawal order of an Iranian-backed militia leader. But tensions remain high, and there is clearly a risk of further trouble. The embassy attacks, which at one point breached the outer perimeter of the compound, prompted the Pentagon to dispatch hundreds of additional troops to the region. U.S. President Donald Trump praised the embassy's defenders.
Well, I think it's been handled very well. The Marines came in. We had some great warriors come in and do a fantastic job. But they were there instantaneously. As soon as we heard, I used the word immediately. They came immediately, and it's in great shape. As you know, this will not be a Benghazi.
Earlier, the president said he would hold Iran responsible for the embassy attacks. In Australia, 2020 begins as 2019 ended, with dry conditions, hot weather, and strong winds continuing to fuel history-making wildfires. At least 17 deaths have been reported nationwide. Emergency officials say more than 200 huge bushfires are blazing throughout the country. Mallacoota resident Ann Gilbert probably speaks for many in Australia's scorched fire zones.
All of my possessions have been totally incinerated. There is just simply nothing left, nothing at all except that.
Hundreds of thousands of pro-democracy protesters marched in Hong Kong for New Year's Day, adding to the civil unrest that engulfed the Chinese semi-autonomous territory for much of 2019. City police fired tear gas and pepper spray to chase crowds that had put up barricades in the Kowloon district. Authorities say they detained some 400 people for unlawful assembly and carrying weapons. Pope Francis apologized today. Why? A woman had grabbed his hand as he greeted well-wishers at the Vatican. The pontiff slapped her hand to free his own. He says he is sorry. From Washington, this is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is once again using fiery rhetoric aimed at President Trump. He warns of having a new strategic weapon to show off and charges the United States with holding to what he calls a hostile policy. But should Kim's language be taken at face value? Here's VOA correspondent Bill Gallo in Seoul.
In his annual New Year's Day comments, Kim Jong-un announced he is no longer bound by his self-imposed moratorium on nuclear or long-range missile tests. It is the clearest indication yet that North Korea may soon resume major provocations. But although Kim's speech was full of threats, most came with conditions, suggesting North Korea is still open to talking. Kim wants the United States to relax sanctions. He also wants a formal end to joint military exercises with South Korea, and no more advanced weapon sales between the two countries. Speaking late Tuesday, Trump appeared to downplay the importance of Kim's threats, saying his relationship with Kim remains very good.
That was VOA correspondent Bill Gallo in Seoul, South Korea. President Trump says he'll sign what is called Phase 1 of a China trade deal in 2 weeks, and that talks that follow will apparently work on Phase 2. Wall Street has the day off as it gets set for a new trading year. Here's AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
Investors are coming off a very profitable year.
I think typical investors will have enjoyed 20% plus gains in their portfolios, whether investments, whether it's for retirement or other needs.
Mark Hamrick, senior economic analyst for Bankrate.com, taking a look into his crystal ball.
The reality is that nobody really knows what will happen for the market in the near term because the forecasts for 2019 were rather conservative for gains for the market in the low single digits. And essentially, those projections are where we are with the outlook for 2020.
Trading resumes Thursday. I'm Shelley Adler.
The global refugee crisis deepens, this according to the United Nations. VOA's Ardita Dinolari reports.
Conflict and persecution continued to push people outside their communities and their countries in 2019, adding to the unprecedented scope of the global refugee crisis.
The number of total displaced people is over 70 million. Of that, about 25 million are refugees. And we have seen, of course, with ongoing new flare-ups in Syria, as well as Venezuela, we've seen numbers increasing in some of the population.
UNHCR spokesperson Chahagedini Williams says 2019 saw low numbers of refugees returning to their home countries due to continued inhospitable circumstances. Ardita Dunelari, VOA News, Washington.
We wish you a very happy new year. Gene Randall, VOA News.